Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Thank you for joining me for another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. My name is Andrew Wilcox. On with us today is Chief Alan Adam, President of the Board of Directors for the Athabasca Tribal Council. In with me as well is Carla Buffalo, Chief Executive Officer, and Elena Gould. She's the Director of Education, Culture, and Language for Athabasca Tribal Council. Thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So first off, for those that don't know, what is the Athabasca Tribal Council?
The Athabasca Tribal Council represents the five First Nations here in the Wood Buffalo region. We have the Athabasca Chippewan First Nation, Mikisew Creek First Nation, Chippewan Prairie Dene First Nation, Fort McKay First Nation, and Fort McMurray 468 First Nation. We provide a range of services and supports to our regional communities in the area.
So this is a very important week. This is a very important day coming up tomorrow, the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. I think, Chief Alan Adam, once again, thank you for joining us here today. I think, well, I saw you speak on July 1st, and it was powerful, it was moving, it was heartbreaking, and I think that it's an important story for people to hear when it comes to going into this day tomorrow. Would it be okay for me to ask you to share a little bit of your story with us?
Sure.
So, Chief Alan, could you tell us a little bit about your experience in residential schools?
Well, my experience in residential school wasn't very pleasant. I was put in there at 6 years old, and probably within 2 months, I was starting to be abused, sexually and mentally, I guess you could say it. Mm-hmm. But it started like about 2 months after I got in there, and it carried on for, when we were taken out of there in January of 1974. I was abused by a nun, and, it all started with a rash under my arm, and I had to go to sick bay that night. And when I went to sick bay, she said, I asked you to show me, if you had a rash today, show me your arm. And I showed her my arm, and it was a rash that developed. And when I put my arm down, she just slapped me. And, she put the ointment on inside the arm, but then when I put my arm back down again, she slapped me again, and she said, next time I ask you something, you tell me the truth. She said, and don't ever lie to me again. And every night after that, we had to go to the medicine cabinet, which was a different place in the hallway. And when I went to the medicine cabinet, eventually she started to take advantage of the six-year-old boy. I don't like to get into details of it, mm-hmm. but it wasn't pleasant. And it went on for two and a half years. And, I always blamed myself for what happened. And I always thought that, what did I do? And was so bad, for me to be treated like that. And I thought it was always my fault. But it wasn't only happening to me. It was happening to just about everyone inside there. And it was horrific. Seeing the abuse of kids being slapped and, being punished for no reason. just constantly, every day. And I remember the first 2 days of getting in there, and I was talking my language to my brother, which is Dene. And the first thing he told me was that, don't talk like that anymore. What you see and what you hear, don't talk about it. You can't say nothing. I didn't know what he meant by that. But he was giving me a warning already, I guess, about what was happening inside there. Like I said, it didn't only happen to me. It happened to pretty much all the boys that were there. And I imagine it happened to all the girls as well. You know, and like I'm 55 years old, you know, and I turned 55 yesterday, but I could honestly say that I, you know, probably about 60% of my friends that were in residential school with me are no longer here today. You know, and maybe the other 40%, maybe out of that, maybe 10% of them are incarcerated. So you could see the everlasting long effects it has on people if you don't get out of it. But, you know, for some reason, when I was a young kid, I rebelled and did everything outside, you know, of the box. And when the residential school closed, you know, I went to day school as well, you know, and it just carried on from there for the next 2 years as well. And that's another story on its own, but residential school was where it all started from.
Thank you very much, Chief Allen Adam. I know that that is a tough story for many to hear, and I can't even begin to imagine what it is like to have lived it. So I really appreciate you taking your time today to share your story with us.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. On the show today, we have Chief Allen Adam, President of the Board of Directors for the Athabasca Tribal Council, as well, along with Carla Buffalo, Chief Executive Officer, and Elena Gould, Director of Education, Culture, and Language. Now, I noticed on the Athabasca Tribal Council's Facebook page several shares from the Orange Path. Could someone elaborate on what is the orangepath.ca?
Yeah, sure. I can do that, Andrew. Sometimes it's a bit hard to transition and to talk about the Orange Path when you hear stories like Chief Adams about their experience in residential school. And I just really want to acknowledge Chief Adam and his willingness to share the story, because it always opens old feelings and old experiences that are not easy to relive. And, you know, I think this past summer there's been a lot of attention that's been brought in the media about residential schools and the graves of children that have been found. And this has been a very new story to many Canadians, but it is not a new story to our First Nation communities. As you heard from Chief Adam, his story is one of many, many in our communities, because so many of our mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents have attended residential school. And many of them are just starting to tell their stories and share their stories. But it's never easy to hear the pain and the trauma that they experienced. But this past summer, the Athabasca Tribal Council created a movement called the Orange Path. as an outcome of the work that the Athabasca Tribal Council did to support Chief Vern Janvier in the walk that his community members and he started from the community of Janvier after waking up on Canada Day morning and feeling so much anger about all of the news about the unmarked graves that were being found and didn't know what to do, and so he started walking. And as the chiefs met over the course of the summer to talk about the continued findings of grave sites, we knew that as an organization that we wanted to first and foremost provide support to our residential school survivors, who we like to call warriors because they... Sorry. Because they experienced something that was so traumatic, yet they survived, they carried on. And in our communities, they're incredible knowledge holders. And they've ensured that our language and our traditions are carrying on, and that attempt at taking the Indian out of the child was not successful because of their continued survival and the work that they're doing in our communities. And so at the Athabasca Tribal Council, it's our first priority to make sure that we recognize their experiences, we acknowledge and we listen and we believe everything that they've shared with us in our communities, and we want to continue to support them and their families to rebuilding the connections in our communities to language and culture, so that any attempts of breaking our language and our history continue to be rebuilt in our communities, so that we're stronger and we remain resilient, and that our children know their language and they know their culture. The other part to the Orange Path, if you look on our website, is that you'll find that we've put a list of resources for Canadians who are wanting to know what to do on this new stat holiday. We've been reached, connected to so many times by people wanting to know what they can do. And, you know, it's very difficult, as you've heard Chief Adams speak today, that when people ask about the history of residential schools, what's their story, it really is difficult to always retell and to share that knowledge. And so we really want Canadians and our residents in the municipality to know that there is a resource that they can go to on the Orange Path to take steps to educate themselves, whether it be a family, an individual, a business, a school, that there's a number of resources on this website that you can go to. And, you know, it's great that people are going to wear an orange shirt on this day, but with that, there comes an education for people to take steps to learn more about Canada's dark history, to understand more why there's trauma in our communities, and to understand what they can do to move forward and to support reconciliation in Canada. And so it's a great website. We're really excited to share it. And we're really excited as well to have a series of programming that we're rolling out for our survivors and our warriors from residential school. You know, normally we would be wanting to do a lot of in-community programming, but with the rise of COVID numbers, we moved all of the activities to virtual. And for us at the Athabasca Tribal Council, it isn't about just one day on September 30th, but this is work that we do throughout the year.
Thank you very much, Carla, for telling us about that. And I have had a chance to flip through some of the Orange Path, and I am going to spend more time on that. And I highly encourage everybody to take a moment to look at theorangepath.ca and find out a little bit more about it and find some resources on there as well. In our next segment of Fort McMurray Matters, we're going to talk a little bit more about National Day of Truth and Reconciliation and what's going on in our community. Once again, I thank our guests for joining me here today.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters for our final segment. Once again with us, we have Chief Alan Adam, President of the Board of Directors for Athabasca Tribal Council. Along with him, we have Carla Buffalo, Chief Executive Officer, and Elena Gould, Director of Education, Culture, and Language. I know that there is several things going on in Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo as part of National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the events that are happening?
Sure, Andrew. It's Elena Gould here. So a few of the things that are taking place are really focused, as Carla said, on our warriors. And we're really encouraging our warriors to reach out. We will be releasing information for our warriors to be getting wellness baskets so that they know that we have them in our hearts and our minds. And we've partnered with the Fort McMurray Catholic School as well as the public school divisions to provide each an individual survivor with a package and a message from our students, really recognizing what they've gone through. In addition, we're also going to be doing some online virtual programming, and these programs are specifically for our survivors and our warriors from our nations. And some of them include things like the beaded orange t-shirt pin. We're going to be doing medicine bags, traditional teaching of how to harvest and use traditional medicines. We're going to be doing a lot of crafting activities that really just bring people together in a virtual space where we can talk about our traumas together and in a safe place that we can provide that support for mental health. And we really want to focus all of our energy and our efforts on providing that support and reaching out to survivors that may not be involved in programming right now and might want to start that conversation. As Carla said, this is a topic that is in the media. It is all over social media. It is very traumatic for survivors. And so we really ask people to respect that Indigenous people, in particular, our warriors, are dealing with their own emotions around truth and reconciliation, around residential schools, and that asking an Indigenous person to teach or explain and even sharing their story can be highly traumatic to that individual. So we really ask the public to respect that each person may be on their own healing path and that approaching Indigenous people about truth and reconciliation really should be rethought. You really got to think about whether or not that's the right approach. And that's why we're encouraging people to go to the Orange Path and seek out those self-educating resources.
And I think you've listed it, you guys have listed it very well on the orangepath.ca about the purpose of the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, which is the hope that everybody takes some time to learn and to educate themselves, and a lot of the resources are available for them there on the Orange Path or links to those resources. Correct?
That's right.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming on the show today. I know that telling the story isn't easy. I know that talking about this subject is not easy. And what you guys do at the Athabasca Tribal Council, I think, is absolutely incredible and important. So once again, thank you very much for joining me on the show today. And to the listener, I highly encourage checking out the orangepath.ca and also follow Athabasca Tribal Council on Facebook as well. Once again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.